If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Can you hear us okay?
I can.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'll find, Savannah, that the first time that I ever see someone in the day, I always say good morning. I don't care what time it is.
Fancy point.
It could be 6 p.m. Hey, good morning.
Yeah. Well, and people always just think that I'm the weird one.
Well, that I listened to another podcast, and they were talking about how long can you say Happy New Year after the New Year, and they like were pushing it like it was like last June, and they're like, "Hi, Happy New Year!"
Oh no!
So, Savannah, thank you for joining us today. As I mentioned on our Patreon, Kim is out for today. She's getting her prostate examined again.
I know. I told them to get in there really deep.
They're going to have to. I mean, last time they just...
couldn't find it.
No, I know. It's hanging around. It's hanging out in there. I promise.
I know. Just like Grandma.
So, Savannah, can you just tell us a little bit about you? Where are you joining us from?
So, I live in Somerville, South Carolina, which is about 20-30 miles northwest of Charleston. So I'm kind of in the swampy area of Charleston, the tri-state area. So we have
snakes.
Charleston County, Dorchester County. Snakes, yes, lots of snakes. And we have Berthier County. So I'm Dorchester County, so I'm northwest of the actual Charleston area.
Have you always been from around that area?
I used to live in Mount Pleasant, which is across the bridge, which is in Charleston County, but then my husband and I moved to Somerville, so now we're outside of Charleston County.
You're up there near all them Appalachian cryptids and creatures and, ooh.
Yes, yes, we are. We're up. So Somerville is where sweet tea was made from, so that's where my city's known for.
Oh my God, that is my favorite beverage.
No kidding.
I'm drinking sweet tea right now. It's sweet tea.
She lives in the lands of the gods.
I was just talking to our mother yesterday. I said, because a gallon of the sweet tea is like $3.99 now, which it used to be like 98 cents. Yeah, it's $3.99 now.
Okay.
It's like I would spend $20 a week on sweet tea if I did not make it myself. I don't drink store-bought sweet tea very often. That's only if necessary.
Okay.
But yeah, oh my God, I'm jealous. Oh, the home of sweet tea. Every British person listening is cringing at you, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and I hope that there's a really good museum. Like, that seems like, if it's not, it's a huge missed opportunity.
If we do or not.
There needs to be.
Yeah.
Sculptures made out of sugar cubes.
Yeah.
We have a mason jar. We have like a 15-foot mason jar that's full with sweet tea, but I think that's all that we have.
Oh, my God. They'd catch me swimming in it if I ever had a drop of liquor in me.
Now, I wonder if we go throughout history and see when there was a huge spike in diabetes, if that lines up with...
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
How many toe losses is your town directly responsible for?
Probably a lot.
Bless their hearts.
What's funny is when you are traveling, you can always kind of tell the local area that you're in because of the sweet tea that they'll give you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you order sweet tea up here in Indiana, it's just a light sweetness. Just a little bit of sugar, a little bit of sweet.
Oh, ours is a whole entire bag of the Dixie sugar.
Oh, I know. You're almost chewing it. You're almost chewing it.
Yeah.
I'm about 50-50.
It's, yeah.
Just because so many of my family lost toes, I'm like, not me. I have too many cute flip-flops. See, that's funny. She has a giant jar full of sweet tea in her town, and our town we grew up in is the home and birthplace of the Ball Mason jar.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
The old factory, well, that one tower is still standing, but right. You can actually go look up the houses of the Ball family that came up with them.
Yeah, the Ball brothers.
Okay.
They grasp at straws. There ain't nothing else from that town besides gang violence.
Josh, you forgot.
Oh, Lord.
We have, that was also the home of a very famous artist.
Oh, his studio.
Yes.
Was in
but I mean, he lived
Bob
there
Ross.
For a long time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And Al Capone robbed a bank and something. Yeah.
Something.
I feel like every town's like, Al Capone came through here and took a shit in the cornfield. Like,
yeah. And there's always a crybaby bridge in every town.
Yes.
Widow's
Weep. We have a. Yeah. We have a Chinese restaurant that Al Capone drove by and shot at. That's off of King Street in downtown Charleston.
That's so funny. Every town has one.
Yeah, no kidding. So earlier this week, I've been having like some nasal issues, and I found out it is because of the smoke that's been in the air. Now, Savannah, I don't know if you've had this problem way down south, but up here in northern Indiana, we've had some like wildfire smoke.
From Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was outside last Friday. And I mean, it was just going into my lungs. I had no idea.
It looked foggy outside.
And I just thought that's what it was. I thought, oh, it's just fog.
Wildfires, carbon dioxide.
No idea. And then I like,
it's so humid for us that we wouldn't even notice.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I would just think
we're just now starting to dip into having humidity back in our weather. Yeah. Just now. Like, we've had it maybe 2 days so far this summer
right.
where we're like, ooh, it's a little humid out.
Oh, it started back in May, and we've been sweating. Like, right now it's 86 degrees, but it feels like it's about 115 with the humidity factor.
Oh,
it's,
my
I mean, you
God.
Walk out, like, drip sweat. Yeah.
It's 75 degrees right now here.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
You're like, that's like oh, air Lord. Conditioning.
Right.
That is air conditioning.
I was just driving here with, you know, the windows down. I'm like, oh, how lovely.
Were you listening to that?
Well, we can't get out without suffocating.
Oh, Lord. I couldn't.
We only have really strong humidity for like a month,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, out of the year.
Right around the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they'll be like, you can't do fireworks.
Lucky
it's
you.
Too dry.
Yeah. And the first time that my friend from Norway came over, it was when it was humid. And she got off the plane and, you know, we're in Indianapolis. And she got out to the car and she's like, I think I need to go to the hospital. And I was like, why, Maya? And she's like, well,
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. I feel like I'm drowning. And I was like, that's called humidity. Humidity.
Air you can wear.
Our heat starts in May and ends in the first week of October.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's why I'm not living
I couldn't
down
do
there.
It. That and the snakes. Just the snakes alone.
Yeah.
I can't live where I know a poisonous
we
snake
a
could exist.
Right.
I like walking
we
outside
have
too much.
Alligators.
No.
We have huge alligators. Like, there's a plantation. It's a garden now called Cypress Garden, which is about 20 minutes north of me. And they have like 18, 20-foot alligators that just roam around. So you just really stop and you just let them go by.
Oh, my God.
Our golf courses all have alligators. Like, where my mom lives, she lives 10 minutes down the street from me. And she's swampier than I am. And a lot of people have alligators that just crawl up in the garage because it's cooler.
God.
And you really have to kind of keep if you have a cat and you have, like, the cans and the coin, you shake it. And that's how they just shake the can at the alligator and it just shoes on off.
Oh, my Lord.
I like how she said.
Go on, get.
I like how she said, my mom's is swampier than mine. If we were to use that type of language, we're talking about swamp ass. We ain't talking about swamping.
Right.
No,
Yeah. Oh yes, that's like one of our number one sellers is that in the stores down here.
Get the medicated kind; it cools as it heats.
Yes. Oh yes, 100%.
See, now, if I, the only way I would be able to exist down there is if I had my entire house surrounded by those red volcanic rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Because snakes cannot cross those because they're sharp. They'll cut their bellies.
That's true.
So they can't cross. That's
the whole yard.
Spiders and shit like that. Just come on in the house. Eat the bugs. Don't bother me. But,
We have banana spiders down here, and they're a little bit bigger than a quarter. Oh. But they're not poisonous to you, and so they'll web in the window and they'll eat like a lot of like mosquitoes and stuff small spiders. So when we see them, we just kind of leave them alone. But they're massive and they're fat.
That's what I do when with spiders. I get those little fruit flies because they live in like potted soil plants, and I just you stay up there in the shower, buddy. You eat them flies.
Right. So I have a conspiracy theory to throw out there.
Oh, Lord.
I'm wondering, Savannah is talking about a bunch of alligators down there. And I have a conspiracy theory that I want to put out in the world. And that is, I bet I could just see this happen. I could see the alligators being like, you know, these people, these humans that we're chewing on down here, they're not bathing. They taste disgusting.
They don't like to eat us. They will.
No.
Well, here's my theory. Here's my theory, Josh. I'm wondering if they're the ones who actually invented sweet tea.
Oh, God.
Because they're like, oh, this person tastes like a Snickers now.
Ooh, taste that.
Because, I mean, they're... I mean,
got some sugar in it.
Yeah, I mean, it is sugar. Sugar. That's just my little conspiracy.
God bless.
My little conspiracy.
The gators invented. It's been around. Well, they're basically dinosaurs. I know a lot about alligators, crocodiles, caimans. Like, you know your enemy is my thing. Snakes and alligators, I know all about them.
Now, alligators are freshwater, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, they can be both. So here in Charleston and in Florida... So, look, the scary thing about the Southeast is Louisiana, Florida, and South Carolina hold the highest volume of freshwater and saltwater alligators because a lot of times we're having issues right now where we're finding the alligators and the sharks swimming together, and especially where we are, because we're Charleston's the largest port on the East Coast. So, our two beaches are separated. So we have IOP and Sullivan. So, we have a breaker wall. So, the alligators will come in through the breaker wall, and you'll see the little sand shark swimming next to them.
Oh, my God. What a night. That's like Sharknado.
No kidding.
Yes.
What if they start breeding?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That would be a scary thought. I don't want to think about that.
I only thought crocodiles could be both. I had no idea. Oh, my God.
That's terrifying.
When we went to Myrtle Beach, there was a national park near our place, and you could walk on the beach to get there, but there were warnings everywhere that's like, watch out for alligators. And I'm like, my fear got the best of me. I'm like, I can't walk in that swampy jungle alone.
Yeah.
I know they can run up to 30 miles an hour.
No, they cannot.
Yeah,
30
quick.
Miles an
not
hour.
For long, yes, they can. But they can in a straight line.
They're pretty quick.
They
swim. That's what I always
faster.
Tell you to zigzag.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm staying inside.
You would see me take off flying, like Scooby-Doo, just straight up in the air. There'd be a smoke. Beats don't fail me now.
Poor Kim, she'd get eaten.
Oh, yeah. I'd push her down.
Right, we both would.
Not even on purpose, just out of, like, basic survival. I would just, like, I'd stop running a mile away and be like, what happened to Kim?
Yeah. What's funny is that Josh and I could just barely hear someone say, oh, look, there's a... And we both just push Kim down and start running. Boom.
I wouldn't even say nothing. Like, watch out. I just, oh, shit. Ooh. Where'd he go?
We're just such good friends with Kim. Hopefully her prostate comes out okay.
Oh, Lord.
We're sending her our thoughts and our prayers.
I know I do that because when I'm with my friend at the store and, like, I see anybody that we went to high school with. It's been 20 years. I don't want to talk to you, you know? And I don't say nothing. I take off running.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, I'll hear him talking. And she's like, I don't know where Josh is. He was just here. Where is Josh? I'm like, I ain't coming back.
I do that.
Especially
with my grocery store. I work in two different departments. And if I hear someone that I went to school with, I'll just go hide in the back corner and just be like, I'm not here. I'm not here. I don't work here. What?
Well, there's two options with someone like that. It's either going to be just, you know, quick, awkward, small talk, or a lot's happened since high school. Oh, Let me fill you in.
Yes.
No, I don't want, no.
I don't want to hear it.
I've actually gone deaf since then. I can't hear a word you're saying. Goodbye. panic sets in.
All right, so Savannah, for this episode, I asked you if you would bring us a mystery. So what we're going to do is we're going to have you tell us your mystery, and then Josh brought, I know you can't see this because this is not a video thing that we're recording, but Josh brought in some fun things for him and I to try. And then so we'll do that. And then after that, then I will share a small mystery that I have. Sound good to you?
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So Savannah, why don't you share with us your mystery for today? Where are you taking us to?
Okay. So back in the 1820s, the old downtown Charleston where the Pensilo actually was. So we have a family. It's with a husband and wife. And it's an old legend that a lot of locals and tour guides talk about, that it's kind of our first female serial killer that we had in the South.
Oh, wow.
That's all when you asked me last night if I had done her, I just did a quick Google search, and that's all I read. And I was like, nope, ain't done her. I don't want to know nothing else. Not till she tells me.
So yeah, her name is John and Lavinia Fisher. So if you ask any of the locals or the tour guides, you'll get to different stories, but you'll get it 30 different ways, because there's just so much information that gets messed up or transferred along or whatever. So this is kind of the story that I know and what has been told to me and the knowledge I know about it. So Lavinia was born in the late 1700s, like 1790s, but we don't really know a whole lot about John and Lavinia. We do know that Lavinia's parents, they were mixed parents. So her dad was a white slave owner and the mom was a slave that he had owned. So Lavinia's dad had sold her to John's uncle, but then John, but it kind of works out in her favor a little bit. So John then fell in love with Lavinia, and then the two of them ran off.
Aww.
So, yeah. So it works out, but it kind of gets crappy toward the end of the story. So they had ran away and they had come across some land. So we don't know if John actually inherited this land from his family or if he had bought it, but it was 6 miles outside of Charleston. So back then they would have different mile houses. So the 6 mile, the 5 mile, the 4 mile Wayfair house. I'm sorry. And so these were just for people who would come in and be merchants who were trying to get to the city for selling and buying goods and stuff that they had brought from other states or other towns and stuff. So they had bought the 6 mile inn, and that's where they lived, and that's how their hotel was. And if they had merchants come, they would take care of the horses, feed them water and whatnot. And Lavinia was said to be a really, really beautiful woman. So this is where it kind of comes into play, is we have this flower. Well, it's kind of a shrub. It's a flowering plant. And it's really, really pretty, and it smells really good. So they say that Lavinia was attracted to this flowering bush, which is called the oleander bush.
Oh, yes.
But it's part of the dogbanes family. So if you take the flower and you boil it down, it can cause you to go into cardiac arrest. Everyone kind of reacts differently to it. But we have one in our cemetery that I like to go to, and I want to go and grab some flowers, but I'm afraid that I might be allergic to it. So I'm like, let me not touch it.
I'm obsessed with poisonous flowers, and that's one of the ones that I'm obsessed with. But I want a garden of them, but it's too dangerous. I'm like, my luck, some little kid's going to, come, oh, look how pretty, and dead. And you're in jail.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they grew wild here in Charleston just because it's where they cultivate and, the weather that they like. So Lavinia would, get the flowers and make tea out of it. Well, what they would do is Lavinia became a very, very smart woman and realized that these merchants that were coming into Charleston would stop at her hotel and they would rest. And she would kind of start asking them a series of questions of, where are you coming from? Where are you going? What do you sell? What kind of goods do you have? So then they would bring them in, feed them. She would give them the tea, and then the merchant would go lay in bed and, go to bed for the night, and they would go and rob them. So they started robbing all these merchants, you know, getting a bunch of high-end items, money, cash, steal the horses, you know, occasionally steal a cow or a pig. Well, and she'd always use the oleander tea to poison them. And then the saying goes is that John had built traps through each room and would pull the lever down, and then he would be at the bottom of the bed with an axe or a cleaver and kill him. Jesus. So one day, So the rumor started going around about the couple and that these were dangerous people and to stay away from them. And, you know, they weren't to be trusted and, you know, don't drink the tea from them. Well, horse merchants, you know, wouldn't get the word of ear or whatever. So finally, one person named John Peoples, and his name is spelled P-E-O-P-L-E-S.
Pebbles.
So John Peoples, So he was a merchant from Georgia. I don't know where. I think he was coming from Macon, Georgia. And he had stopped at the 6 Mile Inn that night for a rest, and he needed to water his horse. And of course, being from that part of Georgia, they weren't big tea drinkers. And so John Peoples didn't like tea. So Livany was like, well, I don't know if I have a room for you. You know, started asking him questions. And when he started saying that he had all these meat coats and thus he was selling and had all this money and these diamonds, she goes, oh, wait, I have a room for you. Hang on. Let me go clean it up for you.
Let me go get the body out of it.
Yes.
Spray some Febreze.
So, you know, then John Peoples noticed that John Fisher disappeared. So he's kind of like, okay, whatever. Started to get weird vibes. Then Lavinia brought in the tea. And of course, you know, being in the South, you don't deny tea. So he just held it and pretended to drink it and didn't drink it. So then as soon as she had walked out the dining room, he had taken the tea and dumped it into the plant behind him.
Oh.
And was like, oh, this tea is great. So he kind of caught on. He thought it was weird, but whatever. So then he finally went up to bed and said, I'm going to turn in. And he felt really off in the room. So instead of laying in the bed, he went and sat in the chair. So he dozed off in the chair. And then around midnight, he heard a loud commotion and he heard a thud. He bolted up, saw the bed fall through the floor, and he went to go look into the hole, and there, behold, down below was John Fisher holding an axe.
Jesus.
So he went to go grab his stuff, and then Lavinia bolted into the room. So they had a scoff, they went at it, and he was able to escape, get his horse, and go into town for the rest of the 6 miles into town, went to the sheriffs, told the sheriffs, and they got in trouble, and then they got arrested for highway robbery, but not for murder.
Oh my God.
Well, then the sheriff, So then the sheriff went and investigated the house, found all this, you know, goods, money, and then comes back and goes, I found 20 bodies in different forms of decay.
My God.
So there we are. So they got arrested for highway robbery, but not for murder. Their house gets vandalized. They get a lynch mob, and the lynch mob burns the house on fire.
That'll do it.
So they're, So our jail, our old city jail that we have, it's off of the peninsula. It's an old, really, really old building. It's really scary. I hate going into it, but I still go into it. And it was a 3-story building. It has no glass on the windows. So you get all the elements of the heat, the winter, the rain, the storms, the bugs. The huge rats that would come off the ships. And so this is going to creep you out. I don't know what kind of roaches y'all have up north.
None. Little tiny ones, if any.
Yeah.
So in the South, we have 2 different types of roaches. We have our German roaches, which means that's how we know your house is dirty. Is if we start seeing little brown German roaches around your house, that means your house is dirty. Mm. Now we have these palmetto bugs. Yeah, no. So this is where the palmetto bugs come in. So our palmetto bugs get up to the size of a dollar bill.
Shut up.
God.
And they fly.
No.
And they hiss and they fly.
Oh my God.
Why are people living down there? Blink twice if you're not okay.
Are you okay?
No kidding.
Are the bugs controlling you? Is that it?
So I kid you not, these things, and they're, you can drop a nuclear bomb on them, these things still won't die. It's impossible to kill
them.
Like,
it up?
I am. I'm Googling it. I was like, oh, I've never even heard of this.
You ready to get scared?
How y'all live like this? Oh my God.
No.
The size of a dollar bill. Oh my.
I kid you not. And they fly. So like if they get in your house and you throw something at them, they'll legit fly at you.
Oh my God.
That's horrible.
We ain't got nothing like that
no
up here.
Kidding.
I think our biggest bug is like praying mantis and dragonflies.
Yeah.
Like our biggest spider is a wolf spider.
Yeah.
It gets maybe the size of a quarter.
Right.
Like
We have tarantulas.
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't survive. They would find my body for many different reasons. Just randomly come across a tarantula. I thought they were just pets.
I think the worst insect we could run across here in Indiana would be ground hornets.
Probably.
Like
We have cicadas. We have water crickets. So when I was on swim team as a kid, like early in the morning, the water crickets were probably maybe the size of an index finger, and they would come and bite you, and it would hurt like hell.
God. Oh my God! I'm afraid of bluegill nibbling on the leg hair. And
are you?
Like, they're like these giant bugs will come bite you.
Are you from South Carolina? Or are you from Jurassic Park?
Are you in hell?
I mean, I don't understand.
I'm not even from the South.
Oh my Lord!
Good God!
Yeah. So we not only do we have alligators and snakes and stuff, but we also have scary ass bugs.
You know, this makes sense of why people down there are so religious.
Oh,
I mean,
you
have
need
to,
it.
You have to have some
dear Lord,
religion.
I know there's a reason to this. I know
you have
there
to have
has
faith.
To be.
Yeah.
Boy, that white oleander tea was a kindness. That was a kindness. Here, take this tea, baby. You got to get out of this place. I can't let you live like this.
So with them living in the jail, they were exposed to the elements and all these bugs and the rats. And, of course, the rats would come off the ships from England. So, of course, they were the big, big old wolf rats.
Oh, my
so
God.
They didn't have, back in the early, the 1820s, they didn't have plumbing. They didn't have air conditioning. They didn't have heat. Mm. So we have, in Charleston, we call it the tree beard. It's Spanish moss.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So we
I was
have,
like, isn't that from Lord of the Rings?
So we have all the chiggers and triggers and the bugs that live in the Spanish moss. So that was what they would use for bedding for the people in the jail.
Oh.
So now,
that
so
makes
you
me
could.
Itch.
They. Yes. So this is going to really make you itch what I'm about to tell you. So the people would hand down stories and they would say that. The one person who was over the jail would say sometimes there would be some mornings where you could see the floor moving with all the bugs and the critters and just the junk because they had nowhere to put the poop. So you were in charge of dumping your bucket out the window.
I'd break my own neck.
I would
break my own neck. Nope. Oh, you know what? I have a newfound respect for our snow and icy winters we get up here in Indiana because it kills all that shit.
Yeah.
It kills it.
Starts it over.
We had snow this last winter and we thought we were going to die.
Oh, you know what? I'll take it over finger and dollar bill size bugs that bite and fly. Oh, I've only seen like a dead rat. Here, like anywhere I've lived in Indiana, I've only seen one, and it was one time a dead rat. It wasn't until I went to like Chicago that I like actually saw like, rats aren't just like mice that are adults. They're like a separate giant thing.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Because
we have swamp rats here, then we have the wharf rats, which are two totally different sized rats.
God.
So the swamp rats are like, if you ever watch like Steve Irwin and the rats that he would shake for the alligators,
you mean like the muskrats?
Those are the swamp rats. No, they're not quite muskrats, but most of our rats are bigger than those rats.
Oh my God.
That's horrific.
So when we have swamp rats, they're literally like the size of like chihuahuas. So that's why I have big old dogs.
I'd imagine. No wonder people like. Because I had never understood why people would call chihuahuas rats. Because I'm like, rats are so much smaller than... I didn't know they got that. Oh, my God.
In the South, that's why we call Chihuahuas rats. And it's not a mean thing, but it's just because they're literally the same size.
Oh,
and that's why you see so many people in the South have pit bulls or bigger dogs. So I have a pit bull mix. And then I have a St. Bernard Weimaraner Black Lab mix. So I have 215-pound dogs. So I don't have to ever worry about any things in the backyard, because they'll chase them off.
I'd have to if I live somewhere like that. I'd be too afraid with little dogs. Something's going, a bird of prey, a gator, a snake, a bug.
Yes.
Okay. I get worried around here, and we have I'm afraid a groundhog's gonna come get her, like attack her. Like, Lord. I've even trained her to when, like, I say predator, she comes and runs up by me.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Lord.
Yeah, we have coyotes, we have possums, raccoons, armadillos, coyotes. We have hawks. We have like four different species of hawks. And then we have the condors. And then we have the turkey vultures.
Yeah. We have all those except the armadillo. We don't have armadillo, which I hate because they're so cute. Okay. Oh, my Lord. They're so cute.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I know that.
The leprosy?
Like,
yes.
Oh, yeah, that's why I was sitting here thinking, I'm like, I know they have some kind of disease and to not touch them, but I couldn't think what it was. I was thinking chlamydia, but that's koalas. That's koalas. What the hell are these animals doing? Good God.
So they got in trouble. They had their court hearing. So Lavinia went first before the judge, and of course she was like, "Well, judge, you're missing something. You can't hang me because I'm a married woman." So the judge goes, "Oh, don't worry, Lavinia. I'm already 3 steps ahead of you. John's going first.
You're a widow now.
So you're a widow." So a lot of the rumors that you'll hear from a lot of the locals is that she begged and pleaded to get her dress. Well, that come to it, they actually were both wearing white gowns because that was what Charleston mandated back then for people who were getting hung. So they actually both wore white gowns. So that was where a lot of the miscommunication comes from, was, well, she was wearing her wedding dress and she was trying to get the men to marry her. Well, she really wasn't. She was just having to wear a white gown. That was the sign that you were going to get hung that day, is if you had white gowns on.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course. Yeah, so of course, even if she wanted to get her gown, her wedding gown from her house was burned down, so that means that everything that was in the house is now gone.
That was even common in Europe. The person that was going to be hung or executed would be put in white. That's what Kim's ancestor, Mary Queen of Scots, she rebelled and actually wore a red dress. So they couldn't see the blood on her dress after she was beheaded.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we actually have, in the cemetery that I like to go to, we have, it's toward the back end of the cemetery, we have a husband and wife that's got the Middleton coat of arms stamped on their coffin.
Oh, wow.
So.
See, we don't have history like that up here. Ours is so new.
We have, I have notebooks filled of notes and history of just different houses and stuff.
Well, even your cemeteries are, like, everything's covered in that moss, and even the Spanish moss makes them, adds a layer of creepiness to them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The humidity smog. Up here, it's just, like, flat, open spaces. Most of our creepy old cemeteries are now, like, they were in a forest, but now it's just surrounded by empty cornfields.
Right.
So it's, like, hard to be terrified.
Yes, yeah. There's so many woods I can walk into right now, and I can stumble across a potter's field of, like, old slave fields that people were buried in, or just old cemeteries I just forgot about. So
I look for
there's
them.
A lot of that, especially where I live.
Whenever I go hiking in the woods, look for, I know that they used to plant an agave plant around unmarked graves, because that agave plant, it's sturdy and it lasts for hundreds of years. just as like a marker that like there's a grave. And then the the buttercup flowers, those were also put by graves. Yeah. So if you ever see those like randomly in the woods, they're not native. That means there is either a house or there's a grave there nearby.
Okay. Mm.
Fun facts.
Okay, that's cool.
You know me. I love my useless fun facts.
Right.
So then John, of course, went first. He had priests that had, he asked for his forgiveness and asked for his soul to be forgiven so he can go to heaven. But, of course, Lavinia, being who Lavinia is, decided to put up a fight. They had to drag her all the way to the gallows. So there's two different locations as to where we think the gallows were. A lot of people say that it was behind the jail, but I believe it was at Washington Square, which is in the middle of town, and there's a lot of oak trees. So I actually believe that that was where they were hung and not behind the cemetery, because there was a huge scene when they felt, when the town's folks found they were getting hung. So of course they wanted to make money off of the hanging, which is a pretty common thing in the South.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, any type of execution's always been a spectacle throughout history.
Yeah.
Something to do before cable.
So I don't know if y'all have ever watched Ghost Adventures and seen the episode where they did about Lavinia and John.
I have.
But if you haven't, I don't really like it. I mean, when I was younger, I find it funny. Now I'm kind of just like, oh, well, you're kind of an asshole, whoever the main guy is, but, you know.
Yeah.
But so Lavinia had said, and this was something that was written down, so we don't know if it was exactly how she said it, but she had told the crowd that if anyone had a message for the devil, to give it to me now, because I will be seeing him soon when I arrive in hell. Oh. And then she went and ran across the gallows and jumped off, and she pretty much hung herself. It took about 38 minutes, and then she finally succumbed to suffocating from the rope. And then they buried both John and Lavinia in a pauper's field, but we don't know where the pauper's field is at. Mm. There's like 20 different speculations. Just kind of the same thing with like Edgar Allan Poe's first lover, Annabel Lee. We don't know exactly where she's buried at, because her dad had buried 6 different plots for her and pit headstones, so that way Edgar Allan Poe couldn't find her.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
So that's another story that I can tell y'all if y'all want to hear that later on down the road.
Oh, that's a good one.
I had no idea about that.
No, I didn't either.
See, I wish people back then would be like, would have thought, like, one day this will be popular and people will want to know what happened to their bodies. Let's mark them clearly.
Yes.
Right.
So in the old city jail, it's run down, and then COVID hit, so they weren't doing tours. But now a third-party company has bought the building, so they're letting Bulldog Tours, who is our number one tour guide company for Charleston, do tours in the first level of the building. So I used to do tours when they had the whole entire building, and I had a lot of things happen to me, so I kind of am learning to navigate being able to talk to people who have passed away, and I can see the dead, and I'm learning to kind of control it and being able to see it better and see them better and talk to them better.
Oh yeah.
So the second time I had gone and did a jail tour, I had veered off on my own. They don't let us do, so I'd gotten in trouble for that, and I had walked up the stairs and I just got freezing cold and everything kind of shut down. So I was trying to turn around to go back down the stairs, and I kind of blacked out, and then all of a sudden I saw a face in my face.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden I hear, and then I hear a woman go ahead, turn around and go back down and don't come back inside. I just go, okay.
That gave me goosebumps. Yeah, okay. That gave me goosebumps.
So it's so funny that you're talking about that jail, because I have been there. I took a tour of that in 2021.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't know what to expect. I remember I was driving through Charleston, and I thought, I'm going to look to see if they happen to have like a tour this evening of someplace.
The Charleston postcard's right behind your head.
Oh, isn't that funny?
I noticed when you said that.
I wonder why you kept looking over my head.
I was just like, wait, it's right behind you.
But anyway, so they had a couple spots open on the tour, so I ended up joining it. And I'll never forget how freaking hot it was, first of all. Like,
you
talk about swamp ass.
Woo.
It was hot. And they don't have, I don't know what year that jail was built. It's old. But they don't have air conditioning.
They still don't have, No, they still never pay AC, or they have the bare minimum of electricity before they redid the jail. And I remember I went running back down the stairs, and the tour guide had grabbed me and goes, "Did you see her?" And I looked at him, I go, "Did I see who?" And he goes, "You saw Lavinia Fisher." I go, "And you can bleep this out." I go, "You gotta be fucking kidding me."
Ooh, feats don't fail now.
And he goes, "Yeah, you just saw Lavinia Fisher." He goes, "Congratulations, you've been marked."
Oh, great.
Oh, my God.
So, good. Oh, boy.
I go, "Great." Thanks. So then the last time I went into the deal was a couple of weeks ago, and they had redone the tour and they redone everything. So instead of doing all three floors, you can only do the bottom floor. So of course I always kind of tail behind the group just because I like to take pictures and stuff. And I happened to be looking into a room, and I got the same feeling of freezing cold. And then all of a sudden I hear, "Keep moving, little girl." So I just go, "Oh, okay." I go, and I'm 5 foot tall, so I'm overweight. Oh. But so of course my thought was, okay, well, I'm 5 foot tall, so I'm like the average size of a child. So I'm gonna keep warning. I go, you don't have to say anything else. I'm good.
I'm such a snarky bitch. I'd be like, "Watch your language when you talk to me, Colomino. I will make your ass cross over right here, right now. Don't play with me."
When I did the tour, we did get the whole thing, like the top floor. And I think there was like, I don't remember if it was a basement or if that was the bottom floor. But that's where they stopped at.
It's kind of both. Bottom.
Hey, the benefit of there being no AC is when you do get cold chills while you're there, you know it's
you
no
know
reason.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a very creepy 100%. Building, for sure. I thought someone tried to push me down the steps.
Yeah, you get... So that's probably Animal that was trying to do that.
Mm. Animal?
There's a... Animals was a resident at the jail that had... He was a disabled, crippled, older man. He was in his... So back then, he was... Late 40s was considered old because of just... People just didn't live very long. So he had a lot of the insane, the mentally incompetent, and then the people who were in legal trouble would stay at the jail. So the people who were mentally unstable stayed up on the top floors, and the people who were in legal trouble stayed down below. So Animal was a 40-year-old man who had scoliosis, what we would call now scoliosis. And I think he had schizophrenia, I believe. So a lot of times he likes super tall men, and he likes to try to push them to make himself feel taller. Or he likes to grab ankles. So you were probably, I don't know
right.
if it was
he
him,
came
but more than
for you.
Yeah.
6 foot nine, not so, today, Mom.
No.
Yes. So more than likely you probably felt Animal trying to push you down so that he could feel taller because he has scoliosis. And he was only 5 foot two. Oh. So you were a giant to him.
Yeah.
So that's probably who you thought was Animal.
And it's so weird because I didn't feel like the whole thing, like sometimes you walk into a place and you just get this eerie feeling, right? And I only got that in a couple of the spaces. But in that one, I was going into one of the floors, and I believe everyone else was ahead of me because I was being so slow, just like looking at all the different stuff. And all of a sudden I had this like feeling that like someone was in the room or someone was watching. And I thought maybe the tour guide came back. And then all of a sudden I was walking down the steps and I'm sorry. I was getting ready to walk down the steps and I felt someone like push me, like if they're like, "Hurry up." And I like looked back thinking like, who the hell is doing like, you know, like about to go off on someone. And then I realized that I was the only person on that floor.
You got to picture that ball of white light around you next time you go to a place like that.
I rebuke it.
That's
what our grandma would say. Yeah.
See, I am never afraid of stuff like that because our grandma, you know, we grew up Southern Baptist. If anything demonic or spiritual, she'd, "Nope, you're powerful. You tell it to get the hell out of here."
And that's something that, you know, living in the South is I have learned to kind of navigate that. So there's some places that I don't like going to that I'll kind of stand back and be like, "Y'all go ahead, when you're done come find me." And there's one room in the jail, and then we have the USS Yorktown CB-10 that's located here at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And there's one area that's in the ship that I refuse to walk into. I'll be like, I know where to find y'all. Mm-hmm. I'll be back in 10 minutes. I will refuse. There's just red eyes. You can feel like a demonic presence. I'm just like, ooh. I'm not today, Satan.
No kidding.
Right. Pick your battles, especially if you have any exactly. type of spiritual inclination, like, you know, you do.
Yes.
Like, you're like, nope, because a lot of people are sponges to those type of things. And I don't want nothing following me home. Mm-mm, you stay over there.
Right.
And I'm one of those people where I have the Hank Blue painted on my porch ceiling.
I was literally just about to ask you, is your porch painted Hank Blue?
Yes. I have my shutters on my window, my porch, my ceiling on my porch is Hank Blue because I'm very much, I've seen a boo hag. I've come in contact with one, and that was a day I will never forget in my life. And I was absolutely horrified. I think, and I don't run. I'm a swimmer. So for me to full on run, you better be falling right behind me.
Oh yeah. If I'm running, there's for a reason.
Yes.
I think what really surprised me about that jail is it feels like when you're there, it feels like almost medieval just because of how old it is.
Yes.
But what really shocked me is the physical jail that's there now was in operation from 1802 until 1939.
Jesus Christ.
That is a long-ass period. So, like, if you imagine looking at it, like, you're in it and you're like, okay, this was clearly built in the very early 1800s, and they were still using it by almost the time when our grandma was born.
Over 100 years like, of no plumbing.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just can't imagine being there. And forced to be inside of that place.
Boy, I would have been the most well-behaved citizen if I lived back then.
If
that's what happens to you. Nope. Mm-mm, I love Jesus and women. Oh,
and sweet tea.
So, yeah, they say that Lavinia is known to haunt the jail, and then she's also known to haunt Washington Square, where she was supposedly hung, but I haven't gotten any feelings from her over there, but I've had people tell me that they've seen a woman in white kind of walking around, like aimlessly kind of looking for something. But it's, you never know. It's hard to tell with that. But she's definitely at the jail, and she definitely lives there. She definitely lets certain people know, hey, I don't want you here. Get out, please.
Get your ass out of here. I can't believe she's like, little girl, you better. I'm like, don't be calling me no. I'm a grown woman.
Yeah.
See, I'm a little twisted. So I'm like, I would kind of want to make friends with her spirit. I know you killed girl, but like.
We can be friends.
Yeah. It was camp how you did it with tea in the capital of sweet tea. Camp. Bless her victims, though. That's I do hate she did that to him. But
right.
It's crazy how she was caught. Where the guy's like, I don't feel comfortable in here. I'm just gonna go sleep in that chair there. Wouldn't have been me. I'm gonna just go sleep like a rock in this bed. Right. I would have been dead. They would have stole my chickens.
They would have stole my chickens. All right, Josh, so why don't you, instead of doing my mystery on this one, I'll just do my mystery on the Unmasked episode.
Okay.
So how about now you pick out what you want you and I to try of the things you brought.
I've been playing with that little fidget spinner thing I bought you and Kim one.
Oh, that's pretty.
I remember getting those from field trips when we were in the 1900s, the late 1900s. Well, I think I grabbed this. It's bubble milk tea, which I have never had, but I've seen it. I mean, it's quite popular these days. I've never had it, so I thought it's tea. And hey, perfect.
Because, well, don't forget to hold it up to the camera, Josh.
Yeah, I just got it at Walmart. They have like a Japanese, Asian, foreign aisle. So I grabbed a couple things. I've only tried one of them. The little koala crispy chocolate things. Is there little balls in it? Oh, yeah, there are.
You gotta evidently push it out.
There you go. Okay, this is the bubble milk tea.
It is very milky looking.
It's brown sugar.
I like it. It's good. It's very refreshing. Mm.
Did you get a little ball in your mouth?
No, I didn't. It must be sinking to the bottom.
I got some.
How are the balls?
There's no flavor.
No flavor to the balls?
Mm.
Did you bust it on your mouth?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you just roll it around in your tongue a little bit. They'll explode. Mm. I did not even think about this as an outcome, I swear.
It is very refreshing.
Mm. Oh, they're like tapioca. They're giant tapioca. Oh, okay. Yeah, it tastes, if you like tapioca, I do like pudding, it.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
No, I would drink that.
Would do.
Now, I don't know how popular it would be in the South because it's not that sweet.
No, that's not very sweet.
No, they would be like.
It says it's a Taiwan classic. So that, yeah, that, I don't think that would be popular in the South at all.
They'd be like, I need to chew it.
That's not RC or sweet tea. Get it the hell out of here.
Or cheer wine. We had cheer wine that was created in Charleston.
I love cheer wine. Oh,
I've never heard
cheer
of cheer wine.
It's so good.
Cheer wine?
Cheer wine, yeah. It's best in a glass bottle. But I've even seen gum flavored by cheer wine, like cheer wine gum. It's good.
Is it a wine?
It's kind of like a Shirley Temple.
Okay.
No, it's a soda.
Yeah.
Oh, a soda.
Yeah, it's like a red soda.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kind of like a Shirley
Temple. Yeah, we have, So, yeah, we have all the, we have a Coca-Cola plant and a Pepsi plant in Charleston, and then we have the Frito-Lay plant, and that's where my husband works. It's for Frito-Lay.
Ooh. I love the little spiral ones.
I'm reading the back of this bottle.
It's in Japanese.
No, it's not.
Oh.
No, and I'm trying to figure out the ingredients.
I made it. It's Sunday now. I made it all the way to Sunday with the remainder of that Dubai chocolate candy bar. I did not eat any more of it. I did a good job. I did have to bake a dozen cookies because there's nothing else sweet in the house. And I had a breakfast burrito for dinner. And I was eyeing that chocolate like, ooh, I need some sugar in me.
So, Josh, I stand corrected. Some of it is in, is it Taiwanese?
Sure.
And then the other half is in English.
Oh, okay.
So the English part says the ingredients are water, starch ball, sugar, whole milk, brown sugar, and creamer.
Well, if you like a little something sweet in your mouth with a little balls and popping, it's bubble milk tea, right?
Yeah, and it does say it has a black tea in it.
I got these because I really want us to do those. I'm sure everybody's seen them. They send you every month a different box of snacks from a different country. I thought those would be fun to do on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Unless there's only been a few where I'm like, no, none of us would try those shrimp flavored potato chips.
No,
not a one of us. No. Those would go straight in the trash. But everything else I'd try.
That's pretty big in the South. We have the Chesapeake Bay potato chips, and that's a big hit in the South.
Oh.
That Chesapeake Bay seasoning.
Yes.
Okay. I've had that a time or two.
They have Scooby Snacks with that on it in Warsaw, just the town, the city north of us.
Chesapeake Bay seasoned Scooby Snacks?
So, I know it sounds really weird. So, it's like a bar, and they have like potato wedges.
Oh, okay.
They call them Scooby Snacks.
Okay.
And they put that Chesapeake Bay powder on them.
Oh, I've had them on pretzels. Like pretzels.
I like it. I thought it was good.
I love the Cajun seasoning. That's just,
I like the spice.
I always get that versus anything else.
Yeah. I think I would like those a little bit more if it had a little bit more kick to it.
Oh, yeah. But if I'm doing any type of seafood boil, I would use Chesapeake Bay
seasoning.
See,
I don't do seafood, so, ugh.
No crab legs.
No crab legs.
He's a monster. I'm sorry.
Well, the day after, so it's July 5th, we have our annual
seafood boil.
Yeah. And I just do the sausage.
Ew. That would be the one thing I wouldn't eat.
The sausage?
Keep that out of here.
Get that out of here. Well, is there anything else you wanted to try on this episode, Josh?
I'll save the candy bar for Unmasked.
Okay.
But yeah, that we'll save the rest for. We'll do one for each of
for
our
each
episodes.
Of them. Okay, things. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and start wrapping up here. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, gang. Well, we are going to jump over to Unmasked, and we hope that you will join us over there. Savannah will join us again, and Josh has some more goodies that we're going to be trying. But don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. You can find us on our website. If I can remember the website.
It's MysteryInc.com.
That's right. Thank you so, Josh. Thank you so much, Josh. And don't
Dementia's
forget.
Dementia's onset it, early.
Hey, Kim's not here. One of us has to fill in for her. But you can also mail us a postcard at
690.
Yeah, P.O. Box.
Yes.
690 Wabash, Indiana, 46992.
There we are.
And you can address it to Mystery Inc. You can address it to the gang. I mean, whatever you need to do, because this is a small town and we know our postmen are thinking we're real weird.
I know.
For the packages we're getting.
That gay one always gives me the up and down, like, huh, oh, what's this guy up to?
Mystery Inc. Okay, whatever. All right, well, we'll see you guys on Unmasked.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go. Thief! Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.